Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Welcome back, everyone. What's the single biggest change you can make today to shift your clunky, bureaucratic teams into high gear? First, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who use agile principles to improve their leadership game, which they can bring back to their clients, teams, and projects. There's so many resources out there that tell you what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. Become an agile person. Become a badass, and your leadership skills will improve. And remember, guys, if this helps you, tell your friends. Sometime today, you'll be part of a meeting whose purpose is advertised as making sure we're ready, making sure we're aligned, or agreeing on next steps. These kinds of meetings always fill up the allotted time and beyond as participants look for the comfort that they've been heard, their viewpoints considered, their angles protected. This is how everyone does it. This is how it's always been done. But that doesn't make it right. For example, as individuals, we have an innate sense of good and bad, right and wrong. Yet we have thousands upon thousands of pages of laws, legal codes that are meant to describe right and wrong behavior. There's these multi-year education programs to help us understand, apply, and interpret those laws. This is because in the collective, we want to make sure that those rules that most of us know intuitively and intrinsically are standardized so that everyone in our society is treated fairly and equally. And it's the standardization that is so costly. Because at the individual level, most of us know this stuff intuitively. But when we try to spread those same values across an entire population, we have to write it all down in precise detail so that it's unmistakably clear to everyone, no matter their maturity or intellectual level or moral bias, how each of us should act. Please don't write a law book. Don't worry about the entire population today. It is time to decide on your code and act on it. Remember that there's nothing about agile that a bunch of really smart, motivated, dedicated people wouldn't do on their own anyway. Certainty and safety can be necessary at times, but it is never the total picture. There is no glory on the other side of safety. Conquering the finite, the knowable, and the comfortable doesn't drive us forward. It doesn't change the course of history. It doesn't inspire people to their best performance. Stretching does. Leaping does. Action does. So this is where I want to encourage you to just leap. Whatever it is you're burning to do, don't delay. Get started. It's fine to raise the risks and the questions, but collectively pondering every possible what if and discussing in detail every single step of every person's task is wasteful. I can be no more clear. One of the ways agile can save you time and money is by changing the mindsets that demand this kind of safety-based, risk-averse behavior. The whole point of having a 2-week sprint is to ensure that the worst you can do is go 2 weeks in the wrong direction before course correcting. And the truth is, most of the time, you won't have to course correct. Most of the time, you'll find out you're going in the wrong direction long before demo. Now, I'll take those odds over a mandatory 3 to 6 week cycle for gaining consensus and getting signatures. Just go. Jump. Leap. Run straight at it, full on, with everything you've got. Permission is meaningless. Consensus is meaningless. You are never going to be fully ready. So, are you on board? What about your team? If you want to make them truly better, then teach them how to leap too. What if they believe in certainty and safety and just can't leap? Well, that's easy. Ask your team if they believe we benefit by waiting, stalling, or delaying our start date, our sprint one. Most people will shake their heads no. It's a sneaky trick, but it exposes meeting and planning culture for what it is, delaying action on the off chance that things go badly with our names on it. If you still have people who insist on delaying a decision or action because they need more info first, need more study, need more consensus, or more approvals, try asking them the following questions. Could we raise a particular issue in question as a blocker so that our teams understand that this is actually slowing us down? Could we find a solution or compromise that would work right here, right now, in this room? What is the worst that would happen if we just rolled with what we have and what we know today and inspect and adapt when more information becomes available? Now, this requires that somebody in the organization is willing to say, yes, I support experimentation, including the failure and the consequences that go with it. But all three of these ideas are saying, sure, there are things we don't know. Sure, there are things that we need to understand better, but they should not keep us from moving. So how can we address them in such a way that doesn't introduce unnecessary delay, that doesn't introduce significant wait times before we start delivering value? And you can use the power of the crowd to move yourself forward. You don't have to convince the whole team to let go of certainty and safety. You just have to convince the most trusted influencers in the room. Once you've gone through it a couple of times as a team and the world doesn't crumble because you jumped, then you get the payoff. Then you won't have to do any convincing anymore. People will believe it because they've seen it. And once you're there, every time you catch yourself as individuals or a team stalling or delaying, you can simply use the words, focus on go, to snap yourselves out of it. Try this in your personal life too. If you're stalling on important goals because you need more time, you need more certainty or safety, or you need more information. Doing amazing things always boils down to bending the world to meet your vision. Everything you do today should be preceded with the thought, this might not work. We talk a lot about making people awesome and building things of real value, or doing work that matters. There's only one way to get that, guys. You have to leap. You have to jump. Make your team creed or sprint theme this week, focus on go. Friends, thanks for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com and you can find me on Twitter at badass_agile. See you next time. And until then, stay badass.